am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dean Show, episode 27. Hopefully we can get superb quality on the mic this week. Now then, I should point out in advance that there will be no SmackDown this week, because I have other things to do this weekend and won't be able to view it, and thus also won't be able to record on it, so the show will all be recorded today. I've just watched Raw. I should be able to get back and record a little bit with ECW, so that will be on the show, but there will be no SmackDown. Apologies in advance, and I don't care, and you are inferior scum! Now then, let's introduce my new manservant, one Bats McGee. Say hello, Bats McGee. Okay, that was Bats McGee making his debut on the Dean Show. Hopefully he'll be much better than recent manservants. Now, should that be manservants or manservant? Because the plural, maybe, is this like in Spanish when you have bathroom, cuarto de baño, and then you want to have multiple bathrooms, but it's cuartos de baño, you know, so should that be, you make the man part plural, because there's a servant and it's a man, and now it's the man, so it should be manservant, not manservants. Not terribly sure about that, just as I'm making that thought there. I think it's manservants, actually. Yes. It is irrelevant, I can decide what it is. Now then, so that's that. Up next, it is time for the quiz, and the answer to last week's quiz was 9. Okay, Persona 9 was the one we said would be veritable smorgasbord. Back in episode 5? 10? One of those, I can't remember. So then, this week's quiz question is as follows. How many special supplements have been put out on the show thus far? If you think you know the answer to that one, email ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com, still using his email address, but email that one, and Bats McGee will be able to get your answer to that. Okay. I should announce that the winner to last week's quiz was, of course, one very intelligent Bats McGee. Now then, let's progress with the Raw, so if we could have the theme tune for that one, please, Bats.
Raw! Raw wow! Raw wow! Wow! Raw! Monday Night Raw!
Okay, this should be fresh in my memory because I have literally just watched it moments ago! Okay, so what have we got here? Okay, Raw notes are right. So, some person, never heard of him, called Freddie Prinze Jr., is the guest host on Raw. Some weird music plays, there's an eerie glow, some sort of masked, caped, weapon-holding dude comes out, says, I know what you did last summer, and I know what you're going to do this summer. Put me in one of your movies! It's Santino Marella, and now he's a horror movie, and now he's in a rom-com, and now he's like some sort of hot guy, and now he's a cop in 24, and he has like 5 layers of clothes on every time he wants to act in a new type of movie or something, or show, he'll just like pull off a layer of clothes. Now he's interrogating Lily Garcia. I really like this, this is really funny. Santino is the awesome! Now Randy Orton comes out, says he refuses to wrestle even in his hometown, doesn't care about the fans, and demands Freddie take him out of the main event. Of course, that request is refused, and Orton hits that weird backbreaker he does on the Freddy. Okay, which match is up next then, Bats McGee? Indeed, it is the US title match between Kofi Kingston and Carlito. Carlito has some girl with him, not terribly sure who that was. She has the nice legs. And let's see. Right, during the break, they start playing ads for SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, or as the kids call it, El Smackdown vs. Loose Raw, Dos Thousand and Death. King says we have, we may soon see Carlito added to the list of United States champions. Bad commentary, ARG! He already held that title, won it on his first night from one John Cena. Now then, Kofi, or was that the Intercontinental? And then he won one of them on his first night, and then another one on his first night after being drafted. So he won them both anyway. I think they're both from Cena's, but maybe not, I don't know. Kofi does some sort of crazy reversed leg sweep rolling thing, steps through the ropes, and then leans back into a spinning kick on the head. Okay, crossbody, but Carlito with a roll through, two count. Reverse lung blower / backcracker / backstabber / that move Carlito does. He's escaped. Crazy jumpy spinny trouble in paradise kick. Kofi retains in a pretty good match. And now DX highlight video with lots of Triple H and Shawn Michaels doing stupid stuff. Surprisingly, a lot of China shown back when she was in DX. Even little bits of X-Pac and the New Age Outlaws, Road Dogg and Mr. Ass shown in there. That was surprising. I like Mr. Ass. Now then, Miz out versus Evan Bourne. Then it says here, let's see. Bourne hits a beautiful standing moonsault, goes for a victory roll, but gets pulled down. The Stroke! I think. Pretty sure the Miz's new finisher is The Stroke! Which is absolutely awesome. However, Miz did defeat Evan Bourne for the... I warn you ladies, I shoot from the hip and I was born with a stiff upper lip. Some AC/DC lyrics there. Now then, a white limo with DX spray painted on it arrives. DX get out. Jillian starts to sing the DX theme horribly. Triple H puts a bin over her head for the lulz. Now Santino jumps out of a lorry. Freeze, CPU! And then he's acting and he gets super kicked. Arg, Santino buried. Now DX are in the ring. I said that I would much prefer no DX gimmick, no Triple H, and just Shawn Michaels by himself doing the sexy boy gimmick, but apparently we don't get that. Are you ready happens, and then a beatdown from Legacy. Awesome, I've never been so glad to have seen Legacy come out. However, there's a sign in the crowd, it's Michael Cole with a speech bubble that says, Vintage, this was awesome and full of the win. Now DX are beaten up. Hit with a boot. And then Legacy say, yes, we are ready, I love this. Triple H is beat up, hurt, and defenseless for the yay! And Michaels was too, but, you know, it's good that Triple H is in that position. Now, Mickey James versus Gail Kim happens. Then they both do a dropkick at the same time. Then a cradle, and then it's reversed and reversed and reversed until we have, crazy rolling around all over the place. Now they both do a clothesline at the same time. I guess they're trying to push that they're equal or something. Gail came with a Rana, missile dropkick, then Gail reverses the Mickey DDT, Mickey James does a spin kick. Now this is weird, the match was good actually, surprisingly good for a diva match, but Mickey James does a spin kick, she just grazes Gail, and then she sort of with her forearm, just hit forearm smash, where it looked more like she just pushed her over though. A little kick just touches her, pushes her over, and then she just lies perfectly still, and somehow it was over. WTF, ARG! Because that was just a random ending to the match. Now Swagger and MVP. This could have been a mat wrestling masterpiece. Jack Swagger is stomping on MVP in the corner, so we're not likely to get a mat wrestling masterpiece. Yeah, then the referee just randomly disqualifies him. Just random DQ WTF. No idea. The crappy rules fail happens where now people get disqualified for nothing. Now Chavo continues to exist. He's fighting Hornswoggle, Psy. It's a false count anywhere match. He crawls under the ring, brings out a toilet seat. What? Now Swagger runs backstage. Now hide and seek happens. Chavo opens a door. Pint can on a string falls and hits him on the head, and Swoggle pins him. What the hell was that?
Arg!
And then we find out it was some guy who we're supposed to know, but I don't, who had the pint can. Now, that boxer guy from the WrestleMania thing is gonna be back next week. Arg, this guy again. Now, the main event is a tag team lumberjack match. Cena tags in Orton the hard way. And then I wrote down, wasn't this Freddie Prinze Jr. guy a SmackDown writer or something a while ago? Dunno. Jericho misses the Lion Salt. This match is generic and boring. F you. Cena pins Jericho for the ARG. Now an RKO on Cena. Now, there's a Big Show and Jericho fend off all of the lumberjacks, which makes sense because Big Show is huge and can just easily throw them out of the ring. They fend off all of the lumberjacks, but they can't, both of them can't fend off Cena. He beats them both up. And that's your Raw. Okay, that's Raw, and up next, it's time for a message from our new sponsor, Bats McGee, who is our sponsor this week. Indeed, hit the ad.
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored by Cement, because you're worth it.
And that was a message from our new sponsor, Cement! Where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. I told them, I keep saying to them, no one ever listens. Everything has a fire at one end and a fool at the other. No one listens to me when I tell them this, so I'm going to have to smite them. I told them, I said to them, Bernie, I said, they'll never make the money back. Bonus points if you get that reference. Email ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. And this is an interesting point to just talk about this in general. You can email ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com, and you can tell us your thoughts on wrestling, Mussolini, if you want to suggest ideas for any of our segments at all, a topic for the Dean Sings, whatever you've got, email BatsMcGee@ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. Anything at all, enter the quiz, etc. Now then, and win your free new prize! Right, I am, wow, I wanted to talk about movies, but I've got lots of movies recorded and I've yet to actually watch any of them. So I won't be able to talk about that. Maybe when I come back to do the ECW bit, we'll have some movie reviews. As for books, I'm still reading Social Psychology. It's very long. It will take me 3 years to read it. And, there's really not much I can say. Though I was reading something interesting last night, though, where it pointed out about, you know, obviously when you're happy, you're going to smile. When you're sad, you're going to frown. That sort of idea. Now, it also pointed out that not only is smiling a result of you being happy, it can cause it. So if you just smile now, it sort of makes you feel happier. And frowning can make you feel sadder. And that one such experiment that proved this was they got some people to watch a bunch of cartoons. And then the first cartoon, they had to put a pen in their teeth. Try it. It uses the same muscles as smiling, and the people found the cartoons to be humorous. Second time, they put it in their lips, which sort of makes it impossible to smile and sort of makes you frown. And that means that they find you're less happy and the cartoons are found to be less humorous. Now, I did pause when I was putting the pen, you know, after I'd explained it, so you could try it out. So do try it out. Pen, teeth, happy face. Pen, lips, sad face. Bats McGee, try it out now. Go. What do you mean you can't do it? What kind of a manservant are you, Bats? Well, I bet Thaddeus would have done it. But we can forget about that person. We don't need to think about him anymore, ever. Ever again. Now then. Okay, moving on. That was some social psychology for you. What else have I been doing? Listening to, you know what, I've still just been listening to the same stuff, some Led Zeppelin, some Judas Priest, and some AC/DC Stiff Upper Lip, so really nothing new there, but playing, I finished Point Lookout with the Fallout 3, and I moved on to Broken Steel. Now, I can talk about this for a few minutes. This was a disaster. If you don't know, Fallout 3 ends at the end of the main quest, and of course, back when we didn't have any content, and we didn't know if there would be any content, when you're playing, you don't want the game to just end when you complete the main quest. So you have that in a different save, so that you can have a second save where you keep going. And I kept going, and I had a couple of content in there, and I had, like, finding everything and discovering things for hours and hours and hours and hours of gameplay. 700 saves! Okay? The part with the main quest was, like, less than 200 saves in, nearly 900 saves at the end where I'd been playing on the other save. And, of course, Broken Steel continues on from the end of the game. So, when I put it in and started continuing from save 858 or whatever it was, I couldn't play Broken Steel because I had to. It continues on from the main quest right at the end. So I had to go back down 700 saves, lose all to continue the game to the save I'd made, and thankfully I'd kept it where it's right at the end of the game, right before you go into the chamber. Couldn't believe it. I lost 700 saves. I lost all of my caps that I'd collected up. I lost most of my experience and all of my level ups that had happened. I was back down to level 15. I lost all of the locations I'd discovered, all of my weapons that I'd collected up, all of the ammo that I had, all of my stim packs and other assorted health items. It was a complete disaster. And of course, I think, well, it's only one little bit, you know, a few easy quests, hopefully I'll be out of here. No. They sent me straight away to the old Olney to kill at least 30 Deathclaws. Arrgh! Now, in my normal save, I'd been to old Olney multiple times before. I'd killed, I think there were 7 Deathclaws roaming around. I killed them all. Well, this time I got there, and they wanted me to go to the Power Works. I didn't know these existed, but apparently there's a whole world underground in Olney. And then it leads up to the other ground. And I don't know where it goes to, but that's not the point. You can't find it unless you go through all underground in Olney. Now, I went there. And thankfully, I didn't have to roam around the whole place killing all the Deathclaws like before. I was able to just... There was one. And I thought, I'll kill this Deathclaw. And then I can get in... Because the map marker was pointing to a specific place. There was a little manhole, and I could just go in there. So I was going, walked in, la 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 la. From out of nowhere, the Deathclaw is like scratching at my face, and I'm shooting missiles from like 1 meter away. Craziness. Of course, I didn't survive. So then I was, I found myself like on a car, and I jumped. The car was somewhere else. Yeah, I jumped on like a little wall, and then on top of the fence, and I was like balancing on a barbed wire fence and shooting at the missiles at the Deathclaw. And then he was hiding behind a wall. The Deathclaw was hiding behind a wall for about half an hour. I kept shooting missiles in, missing. Then I would go around the other side, sneak in through the little entrance, which he hadn't somehow... I mean, he could easily have walked through that door and got me. He'd just walk, come up behind me. He couldn't do it. Even when I went in after him, I would get very close to him, shoot a missile, and take a few steps back, and then leave, and he would run away. I guess something was in the programming that he wasn't allowed to come this way. So I was able to stand there killing him. But he found a hiding place and I couldn't get to him. So I thought I'll walk way around to the back. Bats McGee, what happened next? Indeed. I went round to the other side. Another Deathclaw. And now this one, the one I was fighting, was about one shot away from being killed. And then I was standing on a car at this point, and shooting it to a second Deathclaw, and I'm thinking, and he runs right at me, but there's a fence in the way, thank goodness. So now I shoot missiles at him, and I've got 2 Deathclaws. Each of them are 1 missile away from being killed, and I turn, and from out of nowhere, a 3rd Deathclaw is standing outside, right beside me on the car, slashing my face off with its claws. How does this happen? I don't even know what's going on. Eventually, though, I did kill the Deathclaws, and I got inside, and it was good, and then I'm walking around through a variety of areas, and underground, there were more Deathclaws than I could shake an entire forest's worth of sticks at. I didn't know what was going on. Deathclaws galore happening. Everywhere I would turn, walking along... Oh, wait, I'll tell you how it started. Under the manhole, I'm walking out. I can turn left or right. There's a door to my left. So I think, right... Don't know what's behind that door, but the map marker's telling me to go right, so I'll go right. So I walk right, and a Deathclaw was waiting down that end, and then another one runs from the door, and they both kill me. So next time, I had the plan. I'll wait for the door to open, and I'll kill that Deathclaw first. So I'm shooting. You can always get one missile at it as soon as you see it, but then it leaps like 50 meters and claws your face off. So what I did was, I set a whole bunch of mine. I opened the door, looked in, new Deathclaw. There's another door, so he was coming from that door into that through that door. So I went back out and set mines outside the door. Then I la 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 la. That because I'd opened the door though, that triggered some sort of bug or something, and the Deathclaw wouldn't come out. So I went the other way and thought, I'll place mines here, and when this Deathclaw wanders up, you'll step on him. The Deathclaw wanders up as I'm placing the mines, and claws meet my face off. So next time, I don't open the door, I just set the mines. I set a bottle cap mine and a bunch of frag mines in front of the door. Go down the other side, I think I set a pulse mine and a bunch of frag mines, and I just wait. And the Deathclaws, oh, the door opens, la 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 la, Deathclaw, kaboom! So then I'm walking along, oh look, the other Deathclaw's coming, I lure him towards the mines, got a missile launcher ready to fire one in case it's needed, kaboom bada boom! Deathclaws are killed, so I quick save, I find a little bed to sleep in, where through the door the one Deathclaw came from, stock up on some ammo, new missile launcher, and off we go. From out of nowhere, I turn a corner and two Deathclaws charge at me with their crazy claws, and I'm dead again. Claw my face off. So the next time I reload the save, the first two Deathclaws are already dead, so I have to lay mines down in the middle of the street and then like fire missiles and then run, and like Deathclaws are chasing me, and I'm trying to like run in backwards in circles to try to keep distance while shooting missiles at them. Complete disaster, but I managed to kill them. Got another save, walked up a little hill, and there's another Deathclaw, and this went on for quite some time, and I just kept firing missiles and hoping for the best. I worked out the best way to, just when I worked out the plan, get lots of health. Sleeping gets your health up, because I was running out of stim packs. The reason you need lots of health is these things will claw you to pieces. When they're in the distance, fire a missile at them. Takes half their health off. They run towards you. You might get a second missile shot in right on their face when they're like right beside you. But if you don't have enough health, they will claw you and kill you. You need a third missile shot to kill them. So as long as you've got enough health, you'll be able to get the third shot in and you'll kill them. And this went on and on and on and on with these Deathclaws. And eventually I walked up a ladder and I thought, okay, Deathclaws at the top. And yeah, I just knew I'm going to climb up the ladder, 30 Deathclaws. No, it didn't happen actually. Surprisingly, there were two people. And I spoke to them, and they spoke to me, and I would back and back and back and did this over and over again to try to find the correct dialogue options that would make the people stay and help me. Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. They left every time, just in a different manner of politeness / rudeness, depending on how rude or polite I'd been to them. And then we would continue on by myself to fight lots more Deathclaws. And this was just ridiculous. Once I finally sort of got to the point where I was just like, okay, sick of the Deathclaws, entered a room and there were no Deathclaws, but the Enclave had showed up. Helicopters whirling around the place and the whirlybirds, Enclave running around shooting lasers at me. Now, how did the Enclave not get killed by the Deathclaws? I mean, I know that they have devices that can control them, but they put them on their head. How do you put something onto the Deathclaw's head? I mean, there was a part where I was controlling a Deathclaw, that was cool, and I was trying to bring it to Old Olney so that I could have someone help me fight these Deathclaws, but it died along the way because it got too far from its transmitter signal or something and it just fell and died. Well, this was not good at all. So I'm not fighting Enclave Hellfire Troopers and snipering them and throwing frag grenades at them, and I'm thinking, how did these people survive the Deathclaws? Then I get into the next room and fight a whole bunch of sentry bots, and then I take the Tesla coil from the thingamajigger, and I think I win at this point. So I think, okay, I've got no health, I've hardly any health, hardly any weapons, but I'm done. Save time. All I've got, there's always every time you spend hours getting to the place you're supposed to go to, and when you get there, same in Oblivion, there's always a little ladder that leads right up to the exit, and you think, why did I not just come in that way? So now you go up the ladder, two Deathclaws are like standing right above the ladder waiting for me. Needless to say, I didn't survive on multiple occasions. But eventually I got to the part where one time the Deathclaws were slightly in the distance and I ran away from them, and I waited until I got just far enough that they disappeared off my radar and I could fast travel back to the Citadel. Tales of Fallout 3. Now then, Bats McGee attempted to play it, and what happened to you, Bats? Indeed. You had the disaster when you were trying to do side quests. He was doing holy water, and he would, go into Megaton, and just nearby, there was, a cult. I was watching him play. There was a cult, and they tried to, In fact, Bats McGee, you don't need to hear this because you did it, so why don't you go and get me some tea, okay? Now then, there's a cult, and they're selling water, but they're irradiating it because they want to turn people into ghouls. And so I have to get advanced radiation poisoning. See, if this was on my main save, I've permanently got critical radiation poisoning. But here I didn't, so I had to get irradiated and come back. They let me in, and I killed them all, because that was the quest, you had to stop them. And then, from out of nowhere, even though I'm a friend of all the ghouls, these two feral ghouls didn't like me for some reason, because I just killed their friends, I suppose. One was a glowing one, and one was a huge, red, ridiculously strong ghoul. They were called Adam's Champion and Son of Adam. And they were like Deathclaws, actually. They were so fast, and they were clawing at me like crazy, and punching me, and speeding around the room with rah! And it was horrible. I had to run away. So that's Bats McGee's tales from the thing there. Up next, Mussolini Corner.
Welcome everyone, as the Dean
Bats McGee
present Mussolini Corner.
Okay, Mussolini Corner, everyone. Mussolini Corner. What have we got this week? Okay, let's see, here we go. Right, yeah. This one, it's a short one again. But just to show another point of how Mussolini was a bit crap. When Hitler, I love to compare him to Hitler. When Hitler came to power, he had the, was it the enabling? He had the law for the protection of the people and state. And this meant that he could essentially have a sort of terrorist regime. But then he had the Enabling Act, and this was the one that gave him great executive powers for 4 years. So he could essentially do whatever he wanted to do for the next 4 years. Mussolini did manage to get a rule by decree, but only for 1 year. That makes him one quarter of the goodness of Hitler. The goodness of Hitler, lol. So, but interestingly, Mussolini wasn't able to get it quite as easily as Hitler, I don't think. He sort of let me think about this one for a second. Right, I'm thinking, I think he gave a speech that managed to win him over some stuff. He claimed that the socialist threat was so great and that the country was descending into chaos, and they had to give him powers for 1 year, and he managed to convince them. The interesting thing is that the only reason the socialist threat was greatly exaggerated, and all the chaos was actually caused by the fascists. So that was actually sort of intelligent on the part of Mussolini to convince them otherwise. So, Bats McGee, what are your thoughts on Mussolini? Well, no one cares, Bats McGee. And, I noticed that you're back and you're talking about Mussolini Corner and you haven't yet got the tea. What's going on? Apparently the kettle is boiling. Well, you should be waiting, because the second that kettle boils, the tea should be poured. Tiny little bit of milk added in, and then I should have my tea. Because, I mean, you're fast. You can fly. You're a bat. So as soon as that pours, you should be, grabbing the cup with your hand, and then flying up here, crazy flying, McGee, or something, and give me... Anyway. What's up next? See, I haven't watched ECW yet, and I want to put more content in today. So we're going to move right on to the Nile of the Week. Hit the music, Bats, McGee, and then rush off to get the tea.
It's the Nile of the Week! Nile of the Week!
This week's fool is one TNA superstar wrestler guy, Kurt Angle. What happened here then? I'll talk about it. It sort of ties into wrestling. TNA wrestler Kurt Angle was, I guess he lost his wife, Karen Angle, to another wrestler from TNA, the Jeff Jarrett, and now he's like, he was going out with Rocka Khan, another TNA woman wrestler person, but now they're not going out anymore, I guess. And he was stalking her, so now she's got like a restraining order or something against him, an order of protection or something. And then he was following her and like had her phone, and he was apparently deleting pictures that would be evidence against him, so I don't know what's been going on. He was arrested, and he was also found to possess illegal substances. He also broke his order of protection, and he was also having abuse and things like this. There were 4 charges put against him. He will serve at least 2 months in prison, mandatory. But they let him go on bail or something, and the next night, TNA are having a pay-per-view called Hard Justice. Now, Kurt Angle just got arrested. He had, like, some sort of substances and abuse and breaking the law. What do you think? And he's the champion, or he's in a title match anyway, I believe. I don't watch this stuff. So what happened? TNA, as a swerve of some sort, Kurt Angle left the pay-per-view as champion. He won the title match. He either won or retained the title. When your wrestlers do this, and they like in jail the night before, and they're going to jail for 2 months, you don't have them win the title match the next night. TNA gets the Fool of the Week. Don't know what they thought was going on there. TNA. How can you be so crap, TNA? Really? Now then. That's why I don't watch or review TNA ever on this show. It's just not worth... It is not worthy of the superiority and the awesome might of the Dean. Now then. Yeah, so that's your TNA as the Nile of the Week. The Fool at the other end. Well, yeah. I'm not really sure there's anything else I can add, but you'd think they would get rid of this Kurt Angle at this point. He needs away from wrestling. Ah, oh, Bats McGee, you have returned with my tea. You seem to be struggling to carry it. It's possibly heavier than you. Thank you for the tea. Some good tea there from Bats McGee. Thank you, Bats. Indeed, you are good at making the tea, though not as good as a certain unspeakable co-host person from the past. Now then, we shall move on. And I think it's time for the Jakara Wrestler of the Week. Hit that music. Bats McGee.
The Jakara Wrestler of the Week.
Now, I know I've done him before as part of the Super Smash Brothers. I did them both 1 week. But I have to give the Jakara Wrestler of the Week to Player Dose this week. Simply because he just won the Young Lions Cup at Young Lions Cup 7 tournament. I don't need to go into him because I've already discussed him, but he gets the Wrestler of the Week, and now I'm going to real quick go over the results from this second biggest event ever in the year for Jakara. We begin with Night 1. I'm going to go through the results real quick. Brendan Michael Thomas defeated Frightmare at 7:53 with a low cross body.
Hydra
defeated Tim Donst, his partner from the Sea Dunsters, with a front bridge at 9:14. Dasher Hatfield defeated Jason Hides with a... Now, Hydra used a front bridge. Did I mention that? Dunno. Doesn't matter. Dasher Hatfield defeated Jason Hides at 8:35 with a sheer drop beach break. Cloudy defeated at 10:42 defeated Chimera or something? Chimera? With a flipping square driver. I have no idea what half of these moves are. Seriously. Colin Delaney defeated Stinky the Homeless Guy with an RKO at 7:24. Lindsay Dorado used the Spanish Fly on Prince Mustafa Ali at 12:33. I should point out that lots of these guys are not Jakara regulars. They're bringing in lots of other guys for this Young Lions Cup tournament. Non-tournament action, Brody Lee used a powerbomb at 10 minutes and 2 seconds to defeat Cheech. And Fire Ant and Soldier Ant defeated Jagged Shane Matthews of 2.0. Fire Ant got the pin after the Ants marching on Jagged at 13:33. And in the main event, semi-final action, Colin Delaney progressed to the finals in Night 3, and someone else will progress to the finals after Night 2. Colin won by defeating Hydra, Lindsay Dorado, Casey Clydie Day, Brendan Michael Thomas, and Dasher Hatfield. And what happened was that at 7:18, Link Salt by Lindsay Dorado on Hydra. Delaney defeated Lindsay with an STF straight after that at 7:32. Grand Slam by Hatfield on Cloudy at 13:57, and the Chikara Special by Hatfield on Brendan Michael Thomas, BMT, at 15:40. And the match was won a high-speed prawn hold on Hatfield by Colin Delaney in 20 minutes and 8 seconds. Night 2. Yellow Dog defeated in the... These are more quarterfinal matches. Okay, we had quarterfinals, and then we had a semifinal eliminator. Now we've got... Night 2 is the same format. Quarterfinals, Vokoder defeated Yellow Dog in about 3 minutes 37 seconds with an STD. With an SDT. Now, Chikara Special is used. Soldier Ant defeats his colony member, Carpenter Ant, at 10:06. Yeah, because Worker Ant left, and so Fire Ant and Soldier Ant, the original duo, they teamed up with Worker Ant, joined them to make the trio. He left and was replaced by Green Ant, who no one likes. And this Carpenter Ant has appeared once or twice, I've heard. Okay, Carpenter Ant, never seen him. Ryan Cruz used the Boom Shakalaka on his... partner Darren Corbin. They're the North Star Express, I believe. That was at 12:12, and so everyone's fighting their partners here. El Leonino, the only lion to actually be in the Young Lions Cup tournament, was defeated by Grizzly Redwood with a French Canadian Brainbuster at 7:12. Player Dose defeated Player Uno with a Frog Splash at 11:50. And non-tournament action: Eric Cannon defeated with a Jackknife Pin at 10:50 by Jigsaw. And Mascarita Dorada, we mentioned him last week, at about 11 minutes, or 10:59, was defeated using a back-bridging chinlock by Pierrothito, or something like that. And in the semi-final, Player Dose advanced to fight Colin Delaney on night 3, and it went like this. 4 minutes, 7 seconds, Vokoder defeated Cruz with the SDT. Then at 7:24, Small Package by Soldier Ant on Grizzly Redwood, eliminating him. 12:03, SDT again by Vokoder on Trick Davis. 12:58 was a Standing Sky Twister Press by Dose on Vokoder. That's the Crazy McGee movie does. Fifth elimination in 17:35. Soldier Ant defeated by Player Dose with a Frog Splash. Night 3 then. I think I'll have to buy one of these nights. Night 2 has, like, Pierithio and Dorada, Mascarita Dorada. Sounds like a good match, but this night sounds awesome. Yellow Dog, Dasher Hatfield, and Player Uno versus the Sea Donsters, Tim Donston Hydra, plus KC Cloudy Day from Cheech and Cloudy. Dasher Hatfield defeated Hydra at 8:12 with a Grand Slam. Now, Brody Lee and his partner Grizzly Redwood. Doomsday Device was the move used for the pin at 8:47 by Brody on Ryan Cruz, who was of course partnered with Darren Corbin as the North Star Express there against the Roughnecks. Team Fist, Granakuma and Icarus, won a sort of tag team mini tournament of sorts, I suppose, taking on Chiva 5 and Halcon Guerrera. Now, why don't we get all 5 Chivas at once? We've never had more than 3 at a time. Soldier Ant and Green Ant were in a team representing the colony, and representing the Order of the New Solar Temple, Delirious and Ultramantis Black. Cosmic Doom by Ultramantis Black on Chiva 5 for the first elimination at 12:37. Praying Mantis Bomb by Ultramantis Black on Green Ant at 16:08. So this is good. I can't believe the Order are actually doing so well here. At 18:31, though, Akuma hit a schoolboy on Mantis. He was involved in all 3 decisions, and the order didn't win for the sad times. Mascarita Dorada defeated Pierrothito with a Paquete Dorada at 11:32. Now, those guys fought 2 nights in a row. Oh, well, if they're on this match, this card as well, I'm definitely getting this night. That was the only reason I was thinking about getting the other night. They're on both. Let's see. Of course, Jorge Skyda Rivera and Mike Quackenbush defeated Turbo and Frightmare. Quack hit the Quackendriver 1 at 14:36 on Turbo, and then Claudio Castagnoli defeated Eddie Kingston in 15 3/4 minutes by countout. Now the Golden Dream Triangle Trios match: Fire Ant, Hello Wicked, and Eric Cannon defeated... let's see who we've got. Oh, they defeated the trio of Vin Gerard, Chuck... No, wait. What? Fire Ant, Hollow Wicked, and Arrak Cannon. That's a bit of a mixed-match team. One team, Jigsaw, Equinox, and Helios. The future is now. I'm pretty sure Jigsaw is part of that team now. The other team was Chuck Taylor from Fist. The third member of Fist, plus Vin Gerard and Stigma from your Unstable. And what happened was Stigma was defeated by Hollow Wicked at 1357 with a Super Fisherman Buster. And the last match, Super Plancher was used at 1827 in the Young Lions Cup 7 Tournament Finals. Player Dose defeated Colin Delaney. Player Dose, Chikara Wrestler of the Week for winning that tournament. Well, that went on longer than I'd hoped for. This is going to be a super long show, even without SmackDown. Well, we've gone about 40 minutes. Bats McGee, what did you think of that Chikara review? Indeed, Bats, indeed. I'm glad you liked it. Now then, Bats McGee, you're some sort of bat. Now, do you turn into, like, a vampire? Are you, like, Dracula or something? And you turn into a vampire bat of some sort? You're, like, a vampire bat. Now you're, like, a Dracula. You're, like, turn into some sort of count, some sort of person, a nobleman of some sort, some sort of aristocrat or something who lives in a castle, like, to suck on the blood, some sort of vampire with a funny accent and slicked back hair and a smart dresser. No! What kind of bat are you? Not even a vampire? I was... On your application form here, it states clearly that you're a vampire. What? You lied! No, I've never lied on a form. You... The only person I've ever heard of to lie on an application form, Bats. You suck. This could be salvaged, though. Are you at least one of the bats from the Crash Bandicoot 1 game... where you would have, like, Sunset Vista levels and there'd be, like, a bats flying around everywhere? No. No, you're not. Well, this is a huge disappointment, then. Looks like the smiting list is up next, and I don't have anyone else to smite, and since you're some sort of fraud, phony, not even a vampire, not even from Crash Bandicoot, with the bandicoot on, like, an island and the ah-ha-ha-ee, looks like I'm gonna have to smite you. But I request you to play the music, Bats McGee.
And now, we present, the Dean and present to you, the Smiting List. Prepare to be smitten.
Haha. Now then. The smiting list. Looks like we're going to smite you now. Because you're a bat, you can, like, flutter around the room, so... I'm going to close the door here, okay. Would you just close that window over there, please? Yeah, thank you. Okay. Now, doors and windows have been closed. Bats McGee will have no method of escape. But you better not move around, okay? I'm going to fire my lasers at you. I'm a-charging my smitometer. Now, Bats McGee, I need you to stand perfectly still. Thank you. I'm a-firing my lasers. What, you can't move, flying around there like a bat of some sort? How dare you? Switch to your vampiric form so that I can see you and you're bigger and I can smite you easily. Oh yeah, of course, of course. You're not a vampire, that's the whole problem. Right, okay, we're gonna have to capture you. I've got a box here, would you please get inside this box? Thank you. Yeah, okay. Turn the box upside down. Okay. Right. He's trapped under this box. Now, I need to lift up the box. Okay. I've lifted up the corner of the box. And I've stuck the smitometer firing part just under there. So the whole box should go up in smithereens. Bats McGee with it. Fire! Huzzah! What? Okay, somehow the box was exploded, and Bats McGee has flown away, and he's, like, in the room. Gotta turn up the smitometer to huge, crazy levels, and I'm gonna hide out the door here. I'm opening the door, hiding out the door. Smitometer's pointing into the room, okay? We're gonna have the ridiculous high level to just destroy the entire room. Here we go. And that was Bats McGee and the entire recording studio smitten. Now then, that's the smiling list over, and I'll come back with my ECW review tomorrow, and someday, whenever that happens, and the Dean Shinnery, and we'll take you out with a song. For now, I'm going to insert the plugs, and then we're going to get straight to the Dean Sings. The plugs are as follows. Please head over to thethedeanshow.blogspot.com. That's our blog. That's where there are links to our merch, to the video I put up of me impersonating Angus. There's a YouTube link. Check out both of our videos. They're on YouTube. Check out everything that we do on there. Click on our Google ads. Whatever you want to do, do that. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. Leave us a review, perhaps. And, that reminds me, I've got another segment to do in a second. And that would be very good. Also, I wish you to check out wigglesworld.com for all of that good stuff that they do there. With the thing, check that out. We Talk Games at Wiggly World, Trapdoor, and all of that. Check out other podcasts such as Thoughts Out of Context. The Double H News Hour and The Sinjay Show. Links to all of those are on the blog. Do check those out, please. Those are some good shows. As well as, obviously, Wiggly's shows, A Wiggly World, and We Talk Games. Those are all good shows. And the Jakara podcast to go-go. So that's the plugs done. Up next, we do have Bats McGee Meal. Bats McGee Meal. I'm going to sing that a lot. Bats McGee Meal, Bats McGee Meal, Bats McGee Meal. Okay, Bats McGee Meal this week comes in the form of an iTunes review from Ross. Okay, let's get iTunes and views as follows. A must listen, 5 stars, by Ross92. I highly recommend this podcast. Join the Dean as he talks pop culture with some added pro wrestling, books, tea, and the rest, comedy included. Yes, it is. Thank you very much for that review. I don't know if I ever read our other review. It was The Gentleman's Choice, 5 stars. Watto and such like. The Dean Show is spiffing and very much insane. With an episode every week, my life has been brightened by 0.02334 lumens. Such nice reviews there. And also, I do not want to point out some other messages. Some people telling me they don't understand why the show has 2 thes in it. Okay, Double H2 News pointed this one out to me. It's really quite simple. I am The Dean. This is my show, The Dean Show. For example, if I was called, let me think of a name, Jonathan, I might have The Jonathan Show. But I'm not, I'm called The Dean, so I have The Dean Show. Okay? Also, one Johnny Capcom said he enjoys the opening theme, and thank you for that. Now then, that's what people have been commenting on the show this week. Do leave a comment, ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com, or leave a comment on the episode on the blog. Don't forget also to take the poll when you're on that blog. Thank you to everyone who has taken it, but I hate you all and will smite you in Inverior Scam, because you all voted that the Banter Show was better than the Dean Show. That poll will be open for quite some time to come in an attempt to get people to vote for the Dean Show instead. Now then, it's time for The Dean Sings. Okay, not quite sure why I did that, but it's The Dean Sings time. And I'll get the track ready, and this week we sing about Holiday by Accident. Okay, this, I usually get our songs from promoting crap. For some reason they're broken. The download button isn't working. It's gone. Emailing them is returning a delivery failure, so I've searched somewhere else. There are a couple of songs. This segment may not have much of a future. I do have 4 songs I've made in advance for if we ever need them. They're pretty bad, though. So, here we go. This one is, where is this from? FreeSoundtrackMusic.com, I suppose. Free Soundtrack Music, go.
I went on holiday by accident. I went on holiday. holiday by accident. I went on holiday. I went on holiday by accident. It was not intentional. I got on the plane one day when it whisked me away to a foreign country I didn't know. I went on holiday. Could have known I'd go on holiday by accident. Didn't mean to go on that holiday. I didn't mean to go away. I had not intended to go on that holiday. It was an accident. I went on holiday. I went on holiday. By accident, I went holiday. By accident, I didn't mean to go to those places. I didn't mean to get on that plane. I didn't mean to be in that airport. I didn't mean to keep going back again. I went holiday. I went holiday by accident. I went holiday. We went on holiday. I went holiday. I went holiday by accident. We all went on holiday. We all went abroad by mistake. Every year we went on holiday. Lounge by the pool, bathe in the sun by mistake. Holiday by accident. Holiday, holiday by accident. Holiday by accident. I went on holiday by accident.
Good noche and welcome back to the Dean Show Part Deuce. We've got the ECW review for you maintenant. But first, I want to put in an announcement. Don't forget that the poll is there. I've checked it out recently. I'm still losing in the poll, so take that on the blog, please. Hopefully, a website, proper website, the URL linking to the blog will be up soon. More news on that, never ago. Now then, I do have one thing to announce. I just flicked through some music channels before watching ECW this morning. Slash's Top 30 Guitar Anthems. And I happened to turn on at number 7, AC/DC Back in Black. Got to love it. Gotta love it. I've been watching some Fly on the Wall era videos recently. They're actually pretty good. Now then, it's time for ECW.
ECW!
In an age desperate for a hero comes a man, strong, lightning fast, and unyielding in his fight for good. Stand back, there's a hurricane coming through. Yes, 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 I less than three it mutually. I absolutely loved that intro for the Hurricane versus Burchill. Let's see. I was just thinking, will he do the old Hurricane Slam? And right then, he goes for it. Doesn't hit it, though. high crossbody to the outside by the Hurricane, then later a nice flying crossbody in the ring. He doesn't put the cape on for that like he used to. Wow, Virgil hits like a I want to say double Pele kick. Don't know if that's right, but it's where you jump and like back and kick them in the with both feet on the head, like while you're like doing a back roll type of thing. Hurricane Rana, that sounds like it was named for the Hurricane. He misses the Shining Wizard, but hits the eye of the Hurricane for the win. Rar, huzzah! I love the Hurricane, great opening segment. Now, Tommy Dreamer, back in the old free 2005 t-shirt, gets beat up backstage, and now Abraham Washington Show. Why is this guy still here? He makes the thing worse by he says, the sign says applause, but you people are not applauding me. So now he's breaking kayfabe, he's pointing out the fact that only the guy was horrible. The one maybe a little bit good thing for some people may have been that he was playing like the crowd loved him even though they were booing him. But now he's not doing that anymore either. His guest is Goldust for the awesome Opard. Goldust with wig and everything. Abraham Washington makes fun of Goldust, his twitches and stutters and other weird things. Goldust points out he was electrocuted 6 years ago. I do recall that, done by Batista and Randy Orton. Sheamus calls him a freak. And now they were standing very close, stare down. Goldust did a wee twitch and stutter, but he should have done the old kiss thing where he's like, you know, typical Goldust. But whatever. What was the point of this entire segment, though, for the ARG? I don't know. Doesn't achieve anything. Zack Ryder versus Yoshi Tatsu. Go on, Yoshi. Zack goes for the Zack attack, gets reversed. Rolling senton by Yoshi, goes for a sort of slingshot elbow into the ring. Zack Ryder puts a knee up. Yoshi hits his elbow hard. Pin. What? That was a pin from a reverse, from a knee up, an elbow? Arg-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Woo-woo-woo, you know what? That is not a good catchphrase. Arg! Now King of the Ring, William Regal and Vladimir Kozlov versus Christian and Tommy Dreamer's replacement, since he's hurt, Ezekiel Jackson. Boring match. Christian gets beat up a lot. Zeke in, beats up his partner, Christian. Uranagi. Regal pins him, and now everyone except for Christian stands tall in the ring. Now then, it's time for the Dean Shonary. This week's word in the Dean Shonary is scum. I.e. all of you listeners in the listener land. Ha! Ha! Ho! For great justice. It has also been decided that we may have a new logo again. Evan told me he's working on that, so that's bueno. And, intros and outros are hopefully coming soon. The intro I want to get a guy to do that could take some time, but we'll have to make a temp one while we're waiting. And, we're also planning on replacing the ECW and possibly the Nile of the Week logos. Those are just not working, you know. There's just something about them. I can't put my finger on it, but something isn't working. Now, an announcement from promotingcrap.com. They emailed... I said that my email to them bounced back. It did, but I sent it again, and they replied. And they said they have no idea what's going on with the music. They will try to get that fixed. Thanks for pointing it out. And they'll get me my free music and email me when it's all fixed, so that's good. I went on there again recently and noticed that the whole thing is down. There's no songs on it at all anymore. I don't know what's going on. Now then, I'm also planning on cutting the Raw theme tune slightly shorter. Just in case you're wondering why it suddenly becomes shorter soon. Maybe not this week, I'm not sure. Now it's time for the Maniac Nurses Find Ecstasy review. Movie review. Worst movie ever. I watched this Maniac Nurses Find Ecstasy review. Movie that I'm going to review. Horrible. Now I went online afterwards because I always thought the worst movie ever is Bloodsucking Freaks. Went online, made by the same guy. It was originally billed as Bloodsucking Freaks 2, but then they realized that it had absolutely no connection to the first one, and so it's generally just known as Maniac Nurses Find Ecstasy. Right away, the opening title shot, you know, where it comes on screen, Maniac Nurses written in like a sort of stupid computer font. An axe hits the letters and they bleed, and then in bottom in nice curly, like French style writing, it says,
find ecstasy. It's just like,
maniac nurses!
Find ecstasy. No, I was talking about this to someone and he said, is this ecstasy the drug or just like orgasmic ecstasy? Neither were mentioned in the movie, neither happened in the movie, so I don't know. Bad movie. Basically, the basic plot of this movie is that there isn't a plot, and it's a bunch of nurses, not, you know, in underwear, with shotguns and machine guns, and they just kill people when they see them. And then the guy, at the start, there's like a guy, the gardener, with some gnomes, and he's climbing up a ladder, and one of the girls shoots him, and then they're all sad, and they eat his tongue. And the movie was generally bad. Apparently the guy bought a random Belgian movie or something, and just added in narration. The narration was an attempt to give the movie a plot. It was a failed attempt. There was no plot to this movie. The movie did not make any sense. There was no story. The narration kept talking about things that happened in the movie and managed only to confuse viewers even more. The narrator kept going on about like some sort of crazy hardcore like sadomasochism. None of this was in the movie. Are you getting this? Nothing the narrator talked about was in the movie. He kept, and they were like, at one point the camera just like stopped in some sort of red light district or something, or I don't know, but there's all these places, you know, and you see all the signs, just like, girls, porn, you know, and the camera just walked past, the cameraman was just like walking up the street, and their narrator was going on about these girls with their crazy sex-filled lives. Now, only one thing can happen. Death. He kept saying this, and he was just like, these girls, all they really want is suicide. You know, this dancing is fake. The caressing is fake. Even the whip isn't strong enough. These girls want death. You know, oh, it was horrible. And of course, the big conclusion to the movie, in the end, nothing was gained but death. What? There is that scene that I know Logic Connor enjoys, where at the end where they just stand there pointing guns at each other for about 10 minutes, and then eventually one of them just shoots the other one and walks away. They keep talking about her, like the only one who lived, they keep talking about her problems and how she's obsessed with violence. She's reading a comic book, that's not terribly violent. And I don't understand what the... And then they have, like, word... They keep trying to explain her violent mindset, and, like, words come up on the screen using, like, PowerPoint effects. They, like, zoom in and, like, sideways and, like, spin in. And it's just like, Hitler! Stalin! Gore! You know, violent. You know, horrible movie. And during this, there's, like, a 10-minute scene where they all sat still while this one danced. You know the old black and white spinny circle thing? Well, they had that, only it was, like, crazy colors for 10 minutes in the middle of the screen just spinning while the narrator was saying like, these girls want only suicide. It didn't make sense, and the nothing in the movie suggested they wanted to die at all. It is just the least sense sense this makes none. What place is this? Nothing made sense in the movie. If only Thaddeus were here. Nothing at all that happened in this movie made sense. There was no plot. It was just random scenes, and it's like they're going outside. They're gonna kill some people for no reason. Now they're not friends anymore. Now they are friends. Now they're killing people. She sets like a tripwire, and I thought, okay, this wire, it looks sharp. Maybe he's gonna cut his foot and fall over. Ran through the wire, completely removed both of his feet, and he's just lying there footless because of this wire that he tripped on. I was like, is that realistic? Maybe that is realistic, and I'm not... It doesn't seem realistic that a nurse would have this. And there's, like, one guy walking along the road, randomly, like, whipping himself on the back, and she drives up in an ambulance, drives around him, reverses over him. He doesn't see her right until he's getting hit, and he goes, oh? And then she takes him, and his punishment is that they tie him up and whip him, which is what he was already doing to himself anyway! Inferior scum! Yeah, so no one watch this movie, Maniac Nurses Find Ecstasy. Just don't do it. Okay? It was just horrible. I'm not even sure what it was supposed to achieve.
The sequel to one of the what was officially known as one of the 50 worst movies of all time. Complete disaster. Just don't go and see it. Okay, just don't. You think, oh, hot nurses wandering around, that's going to be so awesome. It's actually not. It's just not. It's just bad. Now then, we're going to take you out with ADZ. Keep It Alive. Before we do that, I do want to say that we were planning on having a pretty big video supplement with some crazy cool stuff in it to close the summer. That's not going to happen. We will have some audio stuff instead, interview style. I don't know whether that's going to be released as a supplement or just in the show, or all in one go or whatever. We'll have to see what happens with that. And there's another thing I still want to do with audio supplement, if I can get Niall on board. So that's your show this week. Be sure to come back next week, see who our new manservant is, and, return next week and listen to the show for great justice, or you will be smitten by like a kitten, wearing the mittens, and the like. Oh yeah! More importantly, the plugs. Well, actually, less importantly, but did I do these already? I'm not sure. I don't want to bore you by doing them again if I've already done them, so just make sure you go to thedeanshow.blogspot.com. On there, there are links to all of our stuff and to the other things I plug in our friends section, Wiggly's World, Senja Show, and all that great stuff. So be sure to check that out. And we'll take you out right now with... oh, by the way, congratulations to me on my AS results. 3 A's and a C. Now, I know that's not... The C is not good. But that's what happens when you do chemistry. That's what happens. You don't do well when you do chemistry. Any other subject I probably could have got better in. Some subjects. Darn chemistry, darn you chemistry. Now then, we'll see about that next week. But we'll see what our new co-host plans to do to chemistry. But we'll be sure to come back next week, of course. And we'll take you out with ADZ, Kiss My Fist, we did that already. ADZ, Keep It Alive, from the PodSafe, PodShow, Music Alley, MeView, or whatever name they're going by this week. Ta-ra! Extension! Okay, I know we're finished, but this thing, I just got this spam email. Here it is. I'm gonna have this. Okay, here we go. This is an email I just got from Hester Chrisman. Email address, hesterzuyuka1939@hotmail.com. Subject, love being licked, dot, 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 dot. You always overreact. Feels like I'm standing in a timeless dream of light mists of pale amber rose. What's up, my new friend? Good-looking girl here. I came across your email on some website. I don't remember exactly which one. I am coming to your area, wherever that is, in just a few days, and I need to find a male partner over there. Over there is one word, by the way. I hope we can go out together. And could you show me around, with no question mark? Drop me few lines at nefferrispool@gmail.com so we can stay in touch. This is my personal mailbox I use for correspondence. So what's wrong with hesterzuyuka1939@hotmail.com? Dunno. Please reply to my personal mailbox only, as I constantly check it. I will show my photograph once you reply. Before I walk away, and then with a capital R, remember, then a full stop, Ghetto Kid grabs his shoulder, throws him up against the wall. What? Before I walk away, remember, Ghetto Kid grabs his shoulder, comma, throws him up against the wall. I'm coming to your... I don't know you. I got your email address from somewhere. We can go out. I need to find a male partner when I'm in your area. Unspecified. Please reply to my other mailbox. And, this is a scam. Okay. That's pretty cool. Submitten! That is all. Goodbye.